This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth Reinvest Global Industrial Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. PM Modi, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. Mr. Modi will also interact with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana today. Later in the day, the PM is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include country's first Vande Bharat metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will be present at the inaugural session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of Sri Somnath Trust in Gandhinagar yesterday. On his X account, Mr. Modi mentioned that he reviewed ways to enhance the experience for pilgrims and further improve the various facilities. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi reached his home state, Gujarat, on a two-day visit during which he will participate in a series of inaugurations and meetings. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will start tomorrow and continue till 2nd of October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata. This campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. This year's campaign is built around three key pillars under the whole of society approach. These are cleanliness target units, CTU, Shramdan activities, Swachhata Nirjan Bhagidari and Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to countries affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Ministry said that under Operation Sadbhav, India has sent $1 million worth relief assistance to Vietnam. A consignment of 35 tons of assistance was airlifted to Vietnam by a special aircraft yesterday. It includes water purification items, water container, blankets, kitchen utensils and solar lanterns. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, is set to launch a digital platform, Bhaskar, aimed at strengthening India's startup ecosystem. The Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar Initiative, is a platform designed to centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens, especially Muslim community, on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. The birthday of Prophet Muhammad is celebrated as Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said, "The Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. He encouraged people to be compassionate towards others and serve the humanity." The president urged people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. India will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament, having defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1 and Pakistan 2-1, the reigning Asian Games gold medalist is upbeat ahead of the Korea clash. The 45th Chess Olympiad, Team India in the open section sealed the match 3-1 against Azerbaijan, while the women's team defeated Kazakhstan by a margin of 2.5-1.5 in round 5 at Budapest yesterday. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.